I had several mentions on Twitter with regard to my bailiff story earlier, and somebody pointed out that it made his blood boil. I'll give you another blood boiler. I was on a London Underground train about 2 years ago. In fact, I think it might have been a bit less. And I was sitting on a very busy Circle Line train where there was only one seat, and I was lucky enough I got on at Tower Hill and that seat was free, so I just grabbed it. The next stop, Aldgate, some woman and her child got on and they were standing in front of me. And the child started whinging, "I want that seat. Why is she sitting in my seat?" And he was basically playing up. And then I heard this woman, no word of a lie, say to this child, "We'll give her a kick then." And this little brat kicked me right on the ankle and apparently took that as a demand for me to leave my seat. I just stayed where I was, didn't say anything, didn't move. And I basically just, let it go. And then this child started acting again. "Oh, she's not standing up. I want to sit down. I want to sit down." No word of a lie, this woman said to the child, "We'll kick her dog then." And I said to this woman, I really didn't care at this point because I wouldn't normally make a point of swearing in front of strange kids, but I said, "You kick my bloody dog and I'll have the police on you." "Yeah, well, you should give my child your seat." I said, No. I said, "If your child wants a seat, you ask nicely. There's no reason not to have good manners. What on earth's wrong with some people?" And I was just sitting there thinking, this is ridiculous. And this bloke came down from the other end of the carriage and he said to me, "Is there a problem?" And I said, "Yeah, there bloody is." And I explained about what this woman and child were doing. And he said, "Right." He said, "Well, I happen to be a police officer and you two can get off at the next stop." He said, "I will not have you kicking customers or certainly threatening to kick their guide dogs." And it turned out that a little old lady who was sitting opposite heard every word this woman was saying, so was able to back up my story. But I was, for the rest of the journey, I was just sitting there thinking, "You bastards." I was so angry, it was unbelievable. And to fair play to the police officer, he was going to get off, but he stayed on the train with me until we got to King's Cross where I was getting off and made sure I was okay and everything. And I'd said to him at the time, "You don't need to do it." I said, "It's not a problem." And he said, No. He said, "I insist. I'm not having people treating people like that." He said, "What on earth's wrong with community spirit?" But I mean, that is probably the worst experience I've had in terms of members of the public on the Underground. But I just couldn't believe, "We'll kick her dog then." I'm sorry. Nobody's kicking my dog. I'll kick him back.